restroom.
Hey guys, it's Casey. You guys ready for Greg?
Yep.
All right, here he is.
Great.
You there, Greg? Hello.
Hello.
Hey, Greg.
So how does it feel to be a Ram?
It feels great. First off, I'd just like to thank the Ram Nation for giving me a chance. Mr. Clarkey, Coach Fisher, Les Need, Coach Paul Boudreaux, and just everybody in general. I'm just happy they believe in me and gave me this opportunity.
You're probably going to hear from Sam Bradford pretty soon, aren't you?
Yes, sir. I look forward to blocking for him.
What was
whatever it is I can do to help, I look forward to hearing from him and working with him.
What was your thought when your name was mentioned as the second pick in the draft?
That's unbelievable. Just to share that with my family and those who gave me the opportunity and just show my emotion, it's a wonderful feeling.
Greg, did the Rams tell you or give you any idea of where you're going to line up in this first year?
No, sir, they haven't.
How do you feel?
I say whatever they're asking me, I'm willing to just step in and try to help as best as I can.
How do you feel about playing guard? I know you played some guard in high school.
I did play guard in high school, but like I say, I'm looking forward to anywhere I can help out. I'm looking forward to it.
When did you have an inkling that this might happen? Have you had an inkling that this might happen for a few days? Or?
Well, I got a phone call this morning, and I kind of had a feeling, but it was just so unbelievable, I couldn't believe it. So I didn't want to get any high expectations or hope, get my hopes up and something go wrong. So I just waited it out and made things a lot better just to get that pressure off me.
Was a phone call from the Rams?
Yes, sir.
What is the opportunity?
Well, it wasn't a specific coach. They were just confirming my number.
That's always a pretty good hint, huh?
Yes, sir.
What does the opportunity mean to you to play in the NFL?
Say that again.
What does the opportunity mean to you to be playing in the NFL?
Well, it means a lot. Everybody don't get this opportunity, and me personally, I plan on making the best out of it and just live up to all the hype and whatever they have in store for me. I'm just looking forward to a great career.
If anybody had asked you last year at this time and told you that your team would go to the national championship and you ended up being the second player picked in the draft, what would you have said to them?
Well, we worked hard for that season back at Auburn, and we did accomplish a lot of things, but I didn't know exactly where I would end up at. I just knew if I worked hard, I would put myself in a great position to be drafted high.
What was your private workout like? Did you how did that go? What kind of vibe did you get from the coaches at that day?
I had a great vibe. Coach Boudreaux, he was so proud of just to work with me, and I could tell that he's going to be a great coach. But after I finished the workout, he was like, okay, it's time for the board. He was like, just be yourself. He got eyes on you and just make the best out of it. And I took that advice. So I knew they were very interested, and a lot of people were projecting me to go there, but I just wanted to wait it out just to make things seem more real, because I didn't want it to think that I was there before it actually happened.
What is your pass blocking like? Do you think you need to work on your pass blocking?
Yes, sir. There's a few things I do need to work on, and I look forward to working on that, taking it from the coaches and learning from other players.
Greg, at the combine, I remember you saying how important it was for you to have a chance to provide for your family and all that. But just what does it mean to you now to have the opportunity and be a step closer to being able to do that?
Let me hear that again.
At the combine, I remember you saying that how important it was for you to be able to provide for your family and maybe get your mama home. Just what does it mean to you to be a step closer to accomplishing that?
Well, that's just a great feeling. It's a blessing in itself. God has gave me this opportunity to do those things, and I plan on making my mom happy, even happier than she is now.
Knowing that St. Louis might draft you, have you been studying up on the current roster or even the city of St. Louis? How much do you know about this team, this town?
I don't know much about it, but from my visit, it seems like a great place to be. And I have a few former players that I played with at Auburn, a part of Rams also.
So we gotta ask you about the Mizzou game. How much fun was that for you, run blocking?
That was real fun, man. Later in the year, the season just got better and better. But playing against Missouri, especially in the SEC championship, they had a lot of great players, and we knew it wasn't gonna be easy. But we went into it, and just for me to.
Well, you just don't block people. I'm sorry.
That was real fun. So.
You just don't block people, you crush them. Is that the most fun for the game for you?
The most important thing when I'm on the field is just to have fun. So if you say crushing people, that's a good way to explain it, or describe it.
Hey, Greg, how did you do in your game against Clowney, South Carolina?
I didn't play against Clowney.
Okay.
What do you think when you hear comparisons to Orlando Pace, that you could be a Pace type at one point? What do you think of that when you hear that name?
Say that again?
When people compare you possibly to Orlando Pace, your career potential, what does that say to you?
Orlando Pace is a good player, and just for them to say that about me, that's a great accomplishment, just to earn those rights that I could be compared to someone like him.
So how do you celebrate tonight?
Just spend time, as much time as I can with my family before I have to head out to St. Louis.
Right.
Appreciate
it. Hey, hang on the line, and I'm going to transfer you to a member of our media relations staff, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thanks.
I like what you're doing.